The DNR and some power companies have been battling for more than 30 years over state temperature standards for wastewater. Now, after 15 years in the rulemaking process, the DNR board has passed a rule that allows consideration of the lakes and rivers' ability to take the heat, if you will, and how fish and other aquatic life might be affected during different times of the year. DNR Water Division Administrator Todd Ames says the new law should reduce some big problems.
For instance, in the summertime, if you have very, very hot water that's coming out of a pipe into a waterway that's already warm, you could warm that water up to the point where it's actually can kill the fish. Even short of that, if you have an ongoing stress because of this hot water on the fish over a long period of time, you can have stunted growth, or you could have a problem with the ongoing health of the fishery, or even aquatic organisms, mussels and other sorts of aquatic organisms in the water. So it's really about the issue of making sure that we don't have anybody sending hot water through a pipe.
Ames says some dischargers may have to run wastewater through pipes known as chillers before releasing the liquid to rivers and lakes. He says paper companies and food processors may have to make the most changes. The state legislature can still review the DNR's rule package. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.